out of breath. I feel like swinging and I can't wait. I come on. 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 And let's swing. Now let's have fun, baby, while we can. 'Cause once you die, you never live again. We'll do a things nobody can do. That's why I won't do things with you. Come on. I come on. I come on. I come on. I come on. And let's win. Everything you need to know. I come on. 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 And let's win. I come on. I come on. Let's swing. 'Cause I feel so necessary. I come on. And let's swing.
Well, I went to see my baby the other night. I thought everything was gonna be alright. She met me at the door with a club in her hand. Look at your boy, you think you're something grand. Oh, where's the panic button? Who? Who? Looking for the button? Who? I gotta find a panic button. Got panic on my mind. Yeah. Well, she started in a fussing and a throwing a shoe, a stomping and a stabbing and a crying of blues. I thought for a minute she had blown a fuse. I knew right then that I'd have the news. Oh, where's the panic button? Who? Who? Looking for the button? Who? I gotta find a panic button, got panic on my mind. Yeah, well, I gotta find out what's on my baby's mind. Or I'm gonna cry and cry myself blind. I threw up my arm and I held my breath. The way she was hollering, it scared me half to death. Oh, where's the panic button? Ooh, ooh, looking for the button. Ooh, I gotta push the panic button, got panic on my mind. Yeah, woo! And a thorn of shoes, a storming and a stamping and a crying the blues. I thought for a minute she had blown a fuse. I knew right then that I'd had the news. Where's the panic button? Who, who? I'm looking for the button. Who, who? I gotta push the panic button. Got panic on my mind. Yeah. Well, I gotta find out what's on my baby's mind. Or I'm gonna cry and cry myself blind. I threw up my arm and I held my breath. The way she was hollering, it scared me half to death. Where's the panic button? Looking for the button. Ooh, I gotta push the panic button. Got panic on my mind. Yeah. Where's the panic button? Ooh, ooh. Looking for the button. Ooh, ooh. Where's the panic button? Ooh, ooh. I gotta find the panic button.
Ooh, ooh. Where's the panic button? I get a rush. I'm as dry as a bone. I get around. sunshine will burn and the storm will break. The howling wind and the sleet and snow. Tears will fall and the light will glow. I get a rush of blood.
Jumping, I'll milk you cow till my pail is full. ever. Here comes your boy.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. I think things are going swimmingly to this point. Now let's see if we can keep that up. As we move into the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Don't forget, you can always help out with the backlog that we've got. All you've got to do is go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, hunt down the document for the radio obituary backlog, and help a gal out with a little research. Click on a link, see if it's somebody that you think is worth doing a radio obituary for, and let us know on that document. That's all. That's all you need to do. Or don't. Or you could just sit here and listen as we begin the radio obituaries, as I remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for saxophonist Mark Colby. The initial radio obituary is for saxophonist Mark Colby. He started playing clarinet at age 8 and switched to sax at age 11 and started performing professionally by the time he was 14. He performed with Maynard Ferguson and Bob James, also Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis Jr., Doc Severinsen, Frank Sinatra, a very, very special list of performers. Mark Colby just passed away at 71. It's our initial radio obituary. Hey, with monkey content right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Running all over London town, looking for a lover trying to bring me down. I'm gonna stick you real close to you, a good old monkey could do. 'Cause you're a mean mistreater and a real man-eater too. Cruising up Baker Street, knocking every smart ass off his feet. I'm gonna stick you real close to you, a good old monkey could do. 'Cause you're a mean mistreater and a real man-eater too.
Yes, in my cars, to try real hard. Try hard to get you.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Dave Munden, the original drummer and often the lead singer for the British beat group The Tremolos. They were best known for their hit covers of Do You Love Me, which you probably know that one, by the Motown group The Condors. Also, Here Comes My Baby and Silence is Golden. The Tremolos started in 1958 when they were inspired by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And as legend has it, they auditioned for Decca in 1962 and were signed in favor of another band, the Beatles, making them part of the greatest story ever told. Dave Munden just passed away at 76. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are on to the next radio obituary. This one's for the Cincinnati kids. It's for John A. Ruthven, the American artist best known for his paintings of wildlife, frequently seen in the WCET Public Broadcasting annual television auctions. Nothing ever made me happier than when our rock therapist Dennis Keel and Mr. Rhythm Man, both from WAIF, were the celebrity hosts and got to speak of how the Ruthven prints were priceless. Ruthven opened his commercial art studio in Cincinnati back in the late 40s, early 50s. His work for clients included the Play-Doh Boy, and that was used in the product's original 1950s advertising. But he went on to focus on wildlife painting in the style of John James Audubon. John Ruthven just passed away at 95. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Time now for another interview with a great American painter brought to you by Glidden Paints. Hello, Bill Miles.
Huh? Oh, hi.
We're standing on almost a vacant lot. There's one house there. You going to paint that house, Bill?
No, I painted this one back here.
Well, I don't see any house back there.
Well, that's proof that I've done my job well.
What do you mean?
Well, I've camouflaged it.
Camouflaged a house?
Yes, sir. Most unusual house painting job I've ever had. That's a Dutch colonial that you think's a forest.
Why would anybody commission you to camouflage their house?
Well, I guess the fellow owes a lot of money or something, and he doesn't want the bill collectors to find his house.
Have you used all 38 homogenized spread house paint colors?
Just 37. I could use 38, but I just needed 37 to do the job.
Uh-huh.
It goes on easy, this homogenized spread house paint.
They tell me it lasts 50% longer, too.
That's right. They won't be able to find that house for years.
Did you have to use 37 different brushes, Bill?
No, that's the beauty part. Just rinse the brush between colors and just start in the new one.
Wonderful.
Say, do you have a few seconds?
Why, yes.
Help me find the front door so I can give the guy his bill, will you?
Actually, it's hard to paint pictures nowadays because there's so much the weather's so bad. And if you're sitting somewhere and you see something nice you want to paint, you have to hope the weather stays nice.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Ed Bengat, the American typographer and lettering artist who crafted over 600 typeface designs, including Tiffany, Bookman, Panache, Souvenir, Edwardian Script, and the eponymous Bengat. And don't forget, Bengat Gothic. He was also known for his designs or redesigns of the logotypes for Esquire, the New York Times, Playboy, and Reader's Digest, among others. He also did the logotypes for films including The Planet of the Apes, Superfly, and The Guns of Navarone. He started out as a jazz percussionist playing in bands with the likes of Stan Kenton and Woody Herman, but he realized that if he kept on, he'd end up playing bar mitzvahs and Greek weddings, didn't want to do that, and became an illustrator. He started that career by working, in his words, as a cleavage retoucher during the restrictive period after World War II when the Hays Code imposed restrictions on nudity in motion pictures. Ed Bengat just passed away at 92. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I remember saying to my daughter, she was in high school then, she was writing a paper and she was on the computer, and the first thing she said was, What font? That wasn't even a word I knew when I was that age. Font is not the point. The point is the thought process. I hate to say it, but we're becoming like our parents.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be that three. I was at the suit. Yeah. Tell me. I'll be there at five. I'll be there. For real.
Come on. Well, as we wander towards the cosmic cleavage, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you. This means I can't subdue my bite shoes, split second response time. When the underworld summons me and I become what they do, I told her I loved her and she can put my heart in a box. But her quality time can overlap my selling CDs in a parking lot. My life's a gigantic nothing underneath the panic button. But you shouldn't feel dead and never try to turn my duelings into a house with a pool of swings. When I'm sick, you're not allowed to visit patients. So in my head, you form a cloud of malprecipitation. And my night depends on how loud the crowd participation is. So what if I want to rap forever? I can as long as kids buy this jacket sweater. I think I should get a fever wrist band tattooed on my right wrist. I'm falling in love in LA's like being pricked when a manicured's torn. Innocent girls who look like they used to star in amateur porn. One financial disaster, an exotic dancer is born. Already that you're gonna fill out those UC school transfer forms.
Wow, wee! Look at that! The suicide princess enters the sky. Oh, funny, funny. How the cosmic robot baby. She's a beautiful clone, she is.
As we wander towards the cosmic cleavage, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Yeah.
It just means I can't subdue my butt shoes. Split second response time. When the underworld's out of me and I become what did you?
His mind was his own, but the man lived alone.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're on to the radio obituary for Annie Cordy. She was a Belgian actress and singer who appeared in more than 50 films starting in 1954 and staged many appearances at the famous Paris Olympia. Her version of The Ballad of Davy Crockett was number one on the charts for 5 weeks in France in 1956. Annie Cordy just passed away at 92. And as we go into her radio obituary, I'd like to point out that we've got one song for our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., and another for our favorite co-hostess ever, January Ferry. It's the radio obituary for Annie Cordy right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Depuis que tu m'as dit je t'aime, Freddy, je ne suis plus du tout la même. Ça m'a fait tellement d'effet que je ne sais plus ce que je fais. Oh Freddy, depuis qu'un soir au bal musette, Freddy, après m'avoir compté fleurette, tu m'as fait danser le tango. Je suis complètement dingo. C'est que c'est bête, mais j'ai l'intention sur mes chemisettes de broder ton nom. Sur mes fossettes, j'ai la folle envie de me tatouer à Freddy pour la vie. Freddy, je peux pas contrôler mes réflexes. Freddy, à cause de toi, je fais des complexes. Mais si j'ai perdu l'esprit, c'est pas pour Freud, c'est pour Freddy. Pour être en avance à tes rendez-vous, je vis dans les transes et je te l'avoue. Quand tu dois me prendre au métro le samedi, eh ben moi mon Freddy, je commence à t'attendre le vendredi, oui. Freddy, depuis que tu m'as dit je t'aime, Freddy, je ne suis plus du tout la même. Ça m'a fait tellement d'effet que je ne sais plus, non, je ne sais plus ce que je fais. Oh Freddy, auprès de toi je me maquille. Freddy, troublé par ton regard qui brille, je me mets du rouge aux yeux, bébé, et du rimmel sur les cheveux. Quand je cuisine, c'est bien pire que ça, oh là là, je mets de l'aspirine dans les ouples, aïe aïe aïe. De la naphtaline dans les haricots, ouais, 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 ouais. Et de la mort aura dans le fricot. Freddy, tu vois bien que je déménage. Freddy, c'est plus de l'amour, mais c'est de la rage. Emmène-moi à la mairie et le lendemain je serai guérie. Freddy. Grand-mère avait du sang, indien dans les artères. Grand-père avait du temps à perdre à ne rien faire. Ma mère avait un corps plus ferme que l'acier. Mon père avait un corps, mais lui c'était au pied. Aïe 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 aïe. Mais moi je suis née sous un cactus aux environs de Columbus. Qui c'est qui porte un grand chapeau avec des chemises à carreaux? C'est moi, la belle de l'Ohio. Qui c'est qui dans les rodéos fait retentir tous les bravos? C'est moi, la belle de l'Ohio. On m'aime mieux que Mae West, même mieux qu'Annie du Far West. Qui c'est que l'on a dans la peau et qui rend les cowboys dingos? C'est moi, la belle de l'Ohio. La belle de Cadix, pour faire ses conquêtes, la belle de Cadix avait ses castagnettes. La belle de New York, dans une autre opérette, la belle de New York faisait voir ses gambettes. Mais pour trouver des gigolos, moi j'ai un truc plus rigolo. Qui c'est qui porte un grand chapeau avec des chemises à carreaux? C'est moi, la belle de l'Ohio. Qui c'est qui part au grand galop et qui prend les hommes au lasso? C'est moi, la belle de l'Ohio. Tous ceux qui marchent de travers, moi je les dresse au revolver. Qui c'est qui fait un petit veau d'un malabar, d'un vrai taureau? C'est moi, la belle de l'Ohio.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio obituary for Bill Purcell, the American composer and session pianist who had a brief but successful career as a pop musician, and he's best known for the top 10 hit Our Winter Love. He played piano with a ton of people, including Johnny Cash, Joan Baez, Scotty Moore, Johnny Paycheck, Willie Nelson, and Dan Fogelberg. He even played with Tennessee Ernie Ford on Something I Don't Have. Bill Purcell just passed away at 94. He's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Heartaches, heartaches. My loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you. Heartaches, heartaches. My loving you. Sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache, heartache. What does it matter how?